This goes to Laurels of Carson City. Dr. Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-A-D, L like Larry, A, B like boy, A, B like boy, I, D, I. Fax 989-584-6199. Regarding Mary Cole, C-O-L-E, date of birth 7/14/1936. Dear Dr. Labadi, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cole, who was seen in consultation on September 6th of this year with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to diabetes and hypertension. She's brought here to the clinic by her daughter, and she is in a wheelchair. Daughter reports that she does have dementia. The nurse at the Laurels of Carson City called the patient's daughter and told her that her mom had had about a 7-pound weight gain over the last week. And the daughter called and requested an appointment to have her evaluated. So we brought her in today for evaluation. It turned out that was not true. The patient actually has lost about a pound. Her current weight is 238.8. When she was seen here in September, on September 6th, her weight was 239.2, so she's down about a half a pound. So there's no weight gain. She has had very severe edema of the lower extremities. She's wearing very tight compression hose, and she has some cellulitis on her left leg, according to the daughter. The patient is not short of breath. She is feeling well, and the daughter does have a lot of questions about advanced renal disease and possibly dialysis. Daughter is the power of attorney, and she really does not wish to have her mother go on dialysis, even if kidney function becomes worse. So we did have a long discussion about that. The patient has also been referred for a rheumatology evaluation, but the daughter's really not sure why. The patient denies any significant pain, and she does have swollen hands, but as I palpate them, there's no pain at all. So I'm not sure either why she needs a rheumatology referral, so the patient will be discussing that with you at the Laurels to see why, if that's actually necessary. It's quite a long drive to take her mother down to Lansing, she reports, from Carson City. And the patient is not having chest pain, no shortness of breath. Her bowels are working well, according to the daughter, and the edema is stable. And medications, her current medications are Tylenol for pain, Lipitor 20 milligram at bedtime, vitamin D3, Celexa is 20 milligram a day. She takes a cranberry capsule for UTI prevention. Humalog insulin, Jardiance is 10 milligram daily, Lantus insulin, Lasix is 40 milligram once a day. Synthroid is 150 microgram once a day. Prednisone, 3 milligram once a day. Zofran is 4 milligram every 6 hours as needed for nausea. Physical examination, the patient is very obese. Her last weight, 12/2 of 23, was 238.8. She's unable to stand on our scale, so we did not obtain a weight today. Pulse is 82. Oxygen saturation is 95% and blood pressure 118 over 52. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Extremities, she does have very tight compression stockings on. She's got shoes on today, and she does have edema of the lower extremities, but it's well controlled with those compression stockings currently. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. And she does have some dried bloody drainage on the left lateral compression stocking about midway between the ankle and the knee. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 6th, 2023. Creatinine is 2.02. Previous level was 2.18. Calcium, 8.3. Albumin is low at 2.6. Sodium is normal at 138. Potassium is 3.4. Previous level, 3.3. Carbon dioxide, 34. Estimated GFR is 23. Phosphorus is 4.3. Her hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We ask the patients we actually told the patient that we would continue to have monthly lab studies done, and the daughter, and the order is already in place at Laurels of Carson City. We did have long discussion about dialysis, and as the patient progresses and becomes worse, if the daughter does not wish to proceed with dialysis, we discuss what things we can do to keep the patient comfortable, including treating anemia, treating high phosphorus levels, potassium levels as needed, managing fluid gains, etc., and the patient's daughter verbalized understanding. 2, diabetic nephropathy, and 3, hypertension with excellent blood pressure control. And we'll have a recheck visit with the patient in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.